Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Good to have you, as always, Bob. Now, before we get to any and all business, you know what we do? We do the plug.
Buy American, buy local, whenever possible.
There you go. That's a beautiful thing. Before we get to business, Bob, I saw this article over the weekend, and I thought of you right away, because oftentimes you'll attend Eagle Scout ceremonies for local youth. And there's an article that I saw out of Austin, Texas, a young lady by the name of Abigail Winkleman, 14 years old, became an Eagle Scout. She's one of the very first girls since the Boy Scouts of America allowed girls to join to become an Eagle Scout.
Good for her.
And she did very well. Her project, she helped build the benches and an accessible ramp for folks to enjoy the Anderson Mill Garden Club in Valente, Texas. So way to go, Abigail.
Yeah, another. Good for her. You know, we have special projects all around Kenosha and parks and throughout the county that have been done by Eagle Scouts, and that's kind of special, and those are, I've always been excited. You know, when I attended Eagle Scout ceremonies, I'd always say, we spend enough money on the kids that go wrong in society, on our criminal justice system, the prisons, the jails. We can at least pat those kids on the back that have done everything right and become Eagle Scouts.
Yeah, she did a great job on that, and all the scouts do a terrific job.
All anyway, right, I want to start off by reminding people, if you haven't voted already, in-person voting starts, I think, tomorrow.
Yes.
Get it done, vote. And, you know, it's been close to 200 days now with no legislative session from the Republican do-nothing legislature, and you can blame Speaker Voss and Senator Fitzgerald for that. Just wanted to put that in there. And, you know, switching gears a little bit, we got time with this pandemic. I love to read American history, the history of this great country. I'm reading a book called His Very Best by Jonathan Alter, a biography of former President Jimmy Carter, just a good book. Now, speaking of American history, three of my favorite Republicans from recent American history are Dwight Eisenhower, John McCain, and Tommy Thompson. Now, Eisenhower was a war hero, five-star general, World War II, and he was a moderate Republican. And, you know, he built a big part of the U.S. highway system.
Yeah, he was, Ike was responsible for the interstate highway system, which really, I mean, imagine life today if we didn't have the interstate.
Yeah, big plus for our country, and we could, a lot of the infrastructure needs to be upgraded now. He warned us about the military-industrial complex, and he supported Social Security. One of the few Republicans who supported Social Security did not try and cut Social Security like Republican presidents George W. Bush and Donald Trump. So he was a great guy. Of course, John McCain, prisoner of war in Vietnam for 5 years, died of brain cancer, a blastoma. So he was a great war hero from Arizona, man of conscience, who as a senator saved the Affordable Care Act with his famous thumbs down vote. And former Governor Tommy Thompson, he's still with us, a moderate Republican governor who would compromise with Democrats to serve the people of Wisconsin. You know, now compromise is a dirty word with right-wing extremist Republicans, but Tommy knew how to compromise and get things done. Tommy is doing a good job as interim head of the University of Wisconsin system. One of the problems he's got, the balance in the UW reserve funds is down nearly 60% from 2013 levels. That's because right-wing Republican legislators forced the university to spend down their reserve money. There's a quote from English professor and faculty Senate Chair Glenda Jones, said tight budgets have been the norm on campus, but if state lawmakers hadn't forced the university to spend down its tuition balances, we would not be in this sort of panic that we are in right now. Are we going to make it through this, or is the state legislature going to come and lock the doors? You know, I just really don't know how bad things were going to get. And I did feel some resentment about not having those reserves. And that was, once again, I think the worst governor, Scott Walker, cutting the university by $250 million, forcing them to spend down their reserves, their rainy day fund. And now that's part of the reason we're in the situation we are now.
Yeah, and the pandemic certainly hasn't helped any of that either.
Exactly.
Lots going on. And here we are, Bob, less than just about 2 weeks away from Election Day, November 3rd. And again, as you mentioned, in-person voting starts tomorrow, October 20th, and we're closing in. I just hope that Christmas isn't canceled from what I heard in the news this morning. But anyway.
Well, you know, we have a history of close elections, presidential elections in Wisconsin, and your vote really counts.
It certainly is. We certainly are a swing state. We're going to see a lot of those folks the next couple of weeks here. State Senator Bob Wirch. Bob, if folks have questions, they have answers, just want to bend your ear a little bit, how do they get a hold of you, sir?
If you got a problem, we'll try and help. 694-7379. Have a great day.